Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Very glad to join you. See every friend in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face and look at some of this good shit. This could be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. That's at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gon' go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gon' have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger on a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's insane, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Thank you.
bust storm. Others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock with no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin', a teethin'. Believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's sure, lyrical murder, but still rockin' on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what is so compass?
Politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't have bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than average cat's rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all are showing some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's account. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees to leaves the lights of those of Cham and Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Give me a cigarette, dog.
They got me feeling crazy than a motherfucker. I got badass in this motherfucker.
Puffin' on live.
Machiavellian tone. Represent the outlaws.
Gotta make it go crazy.
Badass represent the LBC.
Don't get
too
crazy.
What you wanna do?
Time
to do it.
Time goes by. Puffin' on live. Puffin' that it gets me high. Gotta make it go crazy.
Last year was a horror, but life goes on. Bumping my head against the wall, learning right from wrong. They say my ghetto instrumental, detrimental to kids, as if they can't see the misery in which they live. Blame me for the outcome, playing my record, check it. Don't have to bump this, but please respect it. I took a minus, and now the hard times are behind us. Turned into a plus, now they stuck living blinded. Tennessee got me feeling bad, time to stop drinking. Rolling in my drop top jack, what's that cop thinking? Sitting in my car, watch the stars and smoke. I came a long way, but still I got so far to go.
Dear mama, don't worry, I'ma watch the snakes. Tell Satch that I love her, but it's hard today.
I got the letter that she sent me, and I cried for weeks. This what came out when I tried to speak.
All I heard was time go by, puffin' on lies, hoping that it gets me high. Gotta make it go crazy.
Running up this hill, looking for a better way. My brothers and sisters, it's time to fail. Cause even thug niggas pray. Open God, damn it, I entered the game. Look how much I changed. I'm no longer innocent, casualties of fame. Made a lot of money, seen a lot of places. And I swear I seen a peaceful smile on my mama face when I gave her the keys to her own house. This your land, your only son done became a man. Watch the time fly, I love my people, do or die. But I wonder why we scared to let each other fly. June 1, 6, 7, 1, the day mama pushed me out of womb, told me nigga get paid.
No one can understand me,
the black sheep, outcasted from my family. Now packing heat, I run the streets, a young runaway, live for the day. When God, I hear him say, come on. Time goes by, fucking no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy. For my stress, this family's like a strong prescription drug. It's got me addicted to the pleasure and the pain it inflicted. Something about the paper with the pictures of the president's head. Damn, it's like a motherfucking plague that spread. It's epidemic, forgotten, it got worse. I keep my head on straight, making money cause it's earned. Making money makes a difference day by day, so it's gotta stay paid, no doubt, day in and day out. This life is like a vicious cycle, caught fighting to live. No matter how hard you try to see death, you gotta die. A lot of my peers didn't make it to the years to come. Dear life, do them right, or dear life, leave them done. Who has the answers? I wonder. I turn to my elders, they aged and experienced, but they can't even tell you or tell me that they'll be right at the end of the road. Why? Cause they don't even know. A million things run through my mind. You ain't gotta be in jail to be you.
You ain't gotta be in jail. Remember this too.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie. Hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy.
Crazy.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie. Hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy.
Feel
crazy.
Come on, half an ounce to the head. Chop
time goes by, puffin' no lie.
Lamb's grand, Buddha, all that shit. I'm fucked up in this motherfucker. Hennessy don't help. That Hennessy don't help. Tell the passion this motherfucker. Macarelli the dog, put it down to the fullest. Maximum overload. 3 day theory, Illuminati to your body. With the impact of a 12 gauge shotty. Double eyes, slugs, no love, straight love. One time for my niggas in the jail. One time for my niggas in the jail. One time for my niggas in the jail. One time for my niggas doing like some hair. One time for my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas on the run.
For my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas living.
One time for my niggas living.
No doubt.
One time for my niggas in the
puffin' on
death. One day forget me high.
That if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dad a struggle and you dad a win. Dad not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly. They don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. Then it's just like you stretch something. And it goes, you can stretch things, there's going to be another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war. And that's where we at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds stoop. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon. I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight war. So tell him that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Said it's mental slavery, yep, it's falling your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead. He's spotting date plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael. I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the Chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died. From them slugs of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us three-fifths of a man, which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady rapping all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just trying to land us a job, and they trying to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers, that fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation, relations to all of them great faces back in Africa? King Tut, Queen Nzinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building the bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep, it's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen and she natural pure, the mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace to Martin, time to treat us like kings again.
Now the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us, you're the same motherfuckers that murdered and mask us. Got the gold enough guys to be asking us, why they keep killing each other, why they respect their mothers, what their daddy said, why they hate being black, why they stay unemployed, why they don't vote, why they don't sit together, why they still don't. Why they fucking two tears in the bucket, let the chairman tell you what's happening, Captain. The motherfucking callous and corrupt is crust throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed, and it's all the herds of all this work, and the damn to take all the turf. Try to stick our sickles up our motherfucking legacies. And the fuck, we got generations of generations coming up. And I only know, but I even giving a fuck. About gold kids like Harry T. Marcus Garvey. I'd be motherfucking minister to UEP. Shit. We don't know through the COINTELPRO. We die by the time, man.
Live and direct, Brother
Teddy. What's up, guys? Open the fist clinch. Y'all know what this is and how we do this. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio here live at Intellectual Radio, 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to get in, or 708. Well, you can't call 708 because I'm on that line right now. Oh, we'll get y'all. So y'all, let's get tuned in. Let's get cubbed in. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history. Weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. Hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and also Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Let's make history.
Shotgun.
Let's take history. Right on. Y'all can't take a pause for the calls. Open those front doors, those back windows. Let them know that, again, it's another episode, May 26, 2021, Free 'Em All Radio. Intense times, intense politics. You dig what I'm saying? We just going up that grill in front of the Hampton House, the same grill my granddaddy barbecued on, you dig? We serve hot food and we serve hot politics. We don't wait to become safe. Talk about situations. We get to you hot off the presses. Real talk. So we hope y'all know. Got people locked and loaded. Got a young brother guest in the studio with us. I know some callers gonna be calling in. Bear with us. No, matter of fact, scratch that. Cub with us. You know what I'm saying? Cub with us. We going. If you're tripping about going certain locations, you got a fear. You know what I'm saying? This might not be the ride for you. Because you did, we ride, you know what I'm saying, we going from Columbia, you know what I'm saying, to back to Chicago, we all over. Talking about what's happening, you know what I'm saying, what's the climate like in Columbia, what's going down, the uprisings, you know what I'm saying, happening over there. I think Bogota and the capital, but in particular Cali, Columbia. Even from the ruling class in the state, you know, something president, I think Dong, I don't know if I'm saying his name incorrect, but they're saying that this the narrative that this is response to the tax reform that the government was trying to initially implement during the initial stages with the COVID, with the pandemic, and you know, there was a lot of different laws and legislation that people were talking about implementing or they put in place. But we still know about, you know what I'm saying, when the pandemic kicked in. It's kind of like, you know, you be in the house for a long time, you come out like, man, I ain't know my neighbors moved and such and such died. So it's going to be a lot of situations that people come to grips with. And, you know what I'm saying? I even said a while ago, watch one of the days when they these restrictions, you know what I'm saying, particularly in places like Chicago, you know, it's going to be like one of the hot days. In fact, I think when I was in New York, it was the hottest day since the pandemic. And they, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I had to go, you know, kept going up for school for a period of time, come back, you know what I'm saying, you're throwing out those old beefs, old heats, all that type of stuff, you know. And this situation, I mean, we have yet to see what type of seeds have been planted, you know what I'm saying, the vegetation is going to be growing, and, you know what I'm saying, as well as dying in regards to this climate, you know what I'm saying. I mean, a lot of people have not, we already had a climate, people who really not able to interact or have no social skills with each other, you know what I'm saying, you know, to do social media, other dynamics. So the coronavirus, again, is capitalism on steroids, so it's going to be more intensified. So, you know what I'm saying, again, let's do this. This is why I just texted in and said he's been trying to join the Black Panther Party. Cubs, again, make sure those six letters have been got to us. I say that because, like, you know, the young brother right here, he was in the studio, he called me to sit down with me. And I said, you know, me at Free My Radio, we get a lot of calls. This is no slight, but, you know, every morning, people say, I'll get involved in the struggle, I'll do this and that. And most of them fall off when we say, you know, meet us in the courtroom, meet us on the street, meet us at our office, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, submit this, get those, I'm going to become a Panther Cub, you know, write those, get us those six write-ups from, you know what I'm saying, for previous Free My Radio shows. Get that summation of why you want to be a Cub. Get that, what's your assessment of Black Panther Party? It's like a relationship, you know. The guy might see a lady, I like her. She, yeah, you know, what you into? What's your name? She's like, the conversation is, oh, you know, we're on second thought, go for easy, you know, easy situation, you know, go look for greener grass, or you know what I'm saying, or what have you. This movement, is so many, and I don't ever want to get to the point that we don't welcome, you know, new blood of, you know what I'm saying, fresh ideas. But the deal is, a lot of times it's a tactic. Kind of like Muhammad Ali would have a boxing tactic. He would wear people out, just, you know, let them swing. Woo-hoo. And it's a, mm-hmm. It can wear on you. It can wear down you. We're just, you know what I'm saying, constantly engaging, you know what I'm saying, excursion, nope, futility. Nope. I'd be through certain situations, it'd be like that movie, I think, Groundhog. Dan Aykroyd plays some sort of groundhogs that every day they're getting up in the same situation. Because the deal is, we utilize a philosophical tool, dialectical materialism. And the dialectical materialism basically is we come to grips with situations or assess situations through past history and logic, you know what I'm saying? We be like, well, how you know it's going to happen? We assess situations. We move accordingly, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to just, you know, simply metaphysicalism, you know, so we're just, you know, I hope this is going to happen this way, I feel this. We take, whether it be the class contradiction or what have you, these are the politics of that. So that being said, you know, this is a time where, you know what I'm saying, and it's pros and cons, you know what I'm saying, new energy, so we welcome that, but again, put some, we have the skin in the game, you know what I'm saying, to catch that ear, you know what I'm saying. So, again, Ibrahim, let us know, and I'm self-critical, we self-critical about, we're trying to up the end, we're getting our websites together. I got to check the emails more, the Black Panther Party Cubs, we're working on that, but in the meantime, you send the Chairman Fred Jr., it's Jr. spelled out. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I got a text. I can't see. They say, streets of Columbia. One of the comrades, Third Life City, have a disappointing field these days, marks of the protests which have convulsed country fans. Okay, I can't read that now. But I'm hearing that. Y'all, this is Columbia's hot. Columbia's hot. And keep in mind, some of these rebellions. Put in historical context these different locations, you know, some history of them, you know, the seasoning period, the breaking process, you know what I'm saying, with that, with the Portuguese, the Spaniards, the English, and, you know, and the Dutch, so on and so forth, with the kidnapping of, you know, Africans and, you know what I'm saying, dispersing us throughout the diaspora, you know what I'm saying, you're going through, you know, the Cuba, Haiti in particular, you know what I'm saying, that resistance that, you know, represented the first, you know, free black republic, and to this day, you know what I'm saying, the stain in the brain and the mark in the heart that they left, you know what I'm saying, and the Europeans and the colonialists and shook them, you know what I'm saying. And we see with the type of tactics that the colonialists still do with, you know what I'm saying, Dominican Republicans, Haiti, still saddling, the French still saddling Haiti with the debt. You know, again, still something they owe them. And this system never forgets. So when you see these uprisings and rebellions from a historical context, and even some of the terms, they're talking about the Colombia, talking about challenging this what they refer to as tax reform. And you look at certain dynamics, you know, like with the American Revolution, that was a major term. They talked about taxation without representation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And though they didn't come up themselves, the colonialists in this straight up go against the British, you know, toe-to-toe, they did tactics like, you know, dressing like the indigenous community, the native people, saying, you know, the Boston Tea Party, what native folks have done this, or they you know, they got Christopher Addicks, a couple of extra cups of their ale behind the bar at the tavern, mm-hmm. sent them out there, you know, had them on the front line getting down.
Mm-hmm.
So this, you know, this is a tactic that the colonialists have historically utilized, having black people, in particular, other kind of people, you know, saying on the front line fighting their battles, whether it be during the World War One, World War Two, Civil War, American Revolution, the election of last year, you know, what I'm saying, what have you? This is a historical tactic, you know, what I'm saying that they have, you know, you have a battle of gangsters, you know, what I'm saying, you know, they're fighting, but again, they have the colonized communities, you know, saying on the front line during their fights. So we have. What else we got? Oh, we talking about this panel. That was a phenomenal panel. I didn't get to see it in total, but in complete. 1 year later, yesterday marking, I'll be hesitant with using these terms. I'm going to go with it for the sake of argument, anniversary. Let's go with this. The acknowledgement of the murder of George Floyd. And we know what has happened with the climate. Like, there have been so many contradiction exposed, you know, say not just, you know, the usual suspects. I'm talking about the ruling class, but the different dynamics about the class pieces. You know, who fights for us, who speaks for us. There have been leaps and bounds, and you know, saying in regards to the community about struggle. You know, saying who speaks for us, so on and so forth. I can't remember what else I got on the flyer today. What else we have? Can we get it? Definitely. I would be remiss. The Kwame Brown phenomenon. What's happening? Yes, indeed. This is a phenomenal discussion. Now we're gonna talk about, you know what I'm saying, you know, sports really end up in my, you know, my trigger, but everything is political, and this is a graphic example of, you know what I'm saying, the sweat spilling off the basketball court, the blood, you know, coming up transcending the football field. This is because the deal is everything is political, but sports in particular has been an arena in which the ruling class has been able to put forward some sort of detached dynamic from everything else. In other words, it's, you know, people say, well, I'm just talking about football, so on and so forth, and it's a tactic. Even with Rome would have how they would utilize the entertainers. They would have a special entranceway for entertainers to come in, how they kept them detached from the people. But the gladiators is a different dynamic. I recall we had an issue with the hip-hop summit 3 years back, and it became antagonistic. Well, where, you know, it resulted with, I think, Ben Shavers was with the Nation of Islam then, and they did a hip-hop summit, and Russell Simmons, and Ben Shavers was, Russell Simmons, they came in, and it got to the point where Ben Shavers said, well Puffy Combs just say he's not going to come because, you know, the way, you know, that you all are acting and so on and so forth, because our position was, ain't going to be no vote or die, because deal is, no people should take this reactionary absolute, like, you know, it's a foregone conclusion that we're going to vote. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It should be, that gives a cockiness to the Republican Party, Democratic Party, what have you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we will, maybe we won't. You know what I'm saying? In fact, we have went so far as to flip the script to say, what is their position? What is the politician's position in regard, you know what I'm saying? What is their position on reparations? What is their position about political prisoners? What is their position on African anti-terrorism? In fact, U.S. President Barack Obama was running for Senate at that time, and we had, you know, we were on stage. And we, I vividly remember this. We had gave Mr. African, and said, tell us to be a poster. And, you know, saying, to him, and a lot of people were very critical. Y'all shouldn't do this. This is going to be the first black senator. We said, we don't care if we're going to be the first black Martian. What is this position about what's going on in our community? And I recall I was going backstage, and I remember people saying, well, you know, well, Ludacris has this. He already has this. He has another program, and I remember they're saying he has a Ludacris Foundation. And one of the forces with us said, that's exactly what it is, a Ludacris Foundation. I remember that. I remember this kind of goes to the Kwame Brown discussion. I remember Crooked Eye literally coming without any – this lies in the face of people say, well, people don't understand. You need to explain. As soon as he's seen the Crooked Eye, as soon as he's seen the poster, the African Anti-Terrorism Bill poster, which had – Durrell Hamilton picture. We had Durrell Hamilton's photograph from the morgue. We went up in the morgue. We had his picture. He was shot 15 or 17 times December the 2nd, 2002. Chicago police on 71st, 72nd. And ironically, the street is known as Emmett Till. Emmett Till Road. Yeah, that's where he was shot at. And we had his face, his picture from the morgue. We had the pictures of an 8-year-old child in Cabrini Green. The police were searching. We had all these pictures, and, you know, and a lot of artists were saying they're gonna get back to it. As soon as Crooked Eye seen this poster, he's saying, I'm with this. He's grabbing me. He said, man, I'm in L.A., y'all, but we can relate to this. You know what I'm saying? And I recall that. I remember saying that. I said, my man, hey, wherever you at, in this city here, my man, wherever we at, you can go, man, go. You can go to Bill on the corner of 47 Indiana, you know what I'm saying, right there, Jury and Ed, we hey, brother, it's all love. And there's a connection. You know, he felt the people's pain. And this was, this is the position that we had, you know, called on. And I remember, back to the point I was in my Ben Chavis and say something about Puffy's not going to come. And we said, okay, well, meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know what I'm saying? But he said something to the fact that the script was written prior to them. They were saying, they were laying to who's going to speak for us. I remember I'm just saying that Ludacris is going to come and speak about them. We said, no, we can speak for ourselves. We don't go up a studio booth for them and tell them, you know, man, blah, 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 this is how this goes. But this is a historical tactic that the ruling class is employed, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, put out, you know, a certain people as our spokesperson. I recall an interview asked Malcolm X, well, Jackie Robinson disagrees with you about violence. That's supposed to shut it down right then. Malcolm X responds, well, wait a minute. We don't quote no Bob Hope or no Marilyn Monroe for your people. You know what I'm saying? Don't be quoting no Jackie, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Paul Robeson that came, I think, to the Senate committee hearings, the McCarthy hearings. Senator McCarthy had these, they, you know, they accused everybody of something being communist. And I think Paul Robeson's son was asking, you know, he wanted, you know, get a baseball or something signed from Jackie Robinson. You know, Robeson was like, I'll explain it to you later. You know what I'm saying? And I think Jackie Robinson, I think, had even actually testified. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Against, you know what I'm saying? These hearings were a blanket approach saying, you know, everybody destroyed careers. You know what I'm saying? You know, in particular, you can look at degrees of how white people's careers and lives were destroyed. And you can imagine what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And Paul Robeson in particular, you know what I'm saying, was great, who a phenomenal, you know, talented brother, you know what I'm saying? And what he went through, you know what I'm saying, with these McCarthy hearings, they referred to as the Red Scare, you know what I'm saying? Because historically, there have been different euphemisms with the attack on the black community, whether it be, you know, terms like slavery, Jim Crow, or Red Scare, mm-hmm. War on gangs, war on terror, you know what I'm saying? And these are these, you know, political footballs that are used where, you know, because America is extremely Machiavellian with dealing with and particularly the race question. You know what I'm saying? It allows you to go other places, you know, and be cocky to say, wait a minute, you know, do you have political prisons in Cuba? You know what I'm saying? And like, wait a minute, man, you got Mumia Abu-Jamal, the Sundown, the coach, and the retail captain. With that being said, y'all, just stay like a loaded. But you can't tell us who you are, give us, you know, what's happening, you know, give us a background, who we got here in the studio with us.
Yes. First and foremost, I must say it's an honor and a blessing to be here today. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, Chairman. My name is Eric Smith. I'm a black young man from the west side of Chicago. Grew up in the Henry Warner Project and later the New Haven houses over there. I just finished up my bachelor's degree in sociology from Williams College out of Massachusetts, and came back, and I'm trying to be a staple in my community. one thing that I learned away from being away from my home so long is that we always preach to our ones to get that, make it out of school and be well succeeded. Don't come back. You want to do as much as you can to get out the hood. But I believe that that's wrong. I believe that, you know, we should all be preaching to some of our kids to come back, use your talents to help out your own community. So that's why I'm here today. I got a little preposition that I would like the chairman to join me on, which will adequately address the legacy of the Black Panther Party on Chicago's West Side, which is the area that I grew up in. So yeah, the project that I'm proposing today is threefold. The first piece is...
listen to the radio. Can y'all hear the brother?
I was just about to say, Chairman, if you can have him get a little closer to the mic.
I'll put the phone right here.
Yeah, so the first tier of the project is to write a journalism piece that will take a critical eye to the events following the assassination of Chairman Fred Hampton and the end of political activities of the Panther Party on the West Side to now. And what the article will be exploring is what happened, what like created this state of, you know, me, people like me being able to grow up in this community, live, eat there, sleep there, and not know about, you know, the people who came before me, my predecessors that paved the way. I'm a free breakfast program baby myself. We used to call it Chokes, and we had a song about it and everything. And I just found out like about maybe 3 or 4 months ago that, you know, obviously the Black Panther Party led that, and there will be no free breakfast in schools or anything like that without the legacy of the Panther Party. So I just believe that, you know, this legacy is one to behold and one to cherish and one to be proud of. So I want to do everything I can to get that going. So the second tier of that project will then be to get some type of plaque, some type of sign recognizing the addresses of 2350 West Madison Street and 2337 West Monroe. For those who don't know, that's 2350 is where the Black Panther Party's headquarters was located, and 2337 West Monroe was the infamous location where Chairman Fred Hampton was assassinated by Chicago PD and the FBI. I believe that it is very, 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 very important to get some type of recognition in those areas. So, you know, like we walking on really sacred ground over there, and I was born and raised in this community, and I'm just now finding this out, and it's like I got to do everything I can to, you know, to prevent the next generation from having to go through that. And then lastly here, I would like to, I was inspired by the sister city, Oakland. I just got back from a trip out there. I thought, you know, I can't really take on no project involving the Black Panther Party without going to the location where it was started, which is in Oakland. And while I was out there, you know, I stopped at all the famous locations out there, the location where Huey P. Newton was his house, the original Panthers location out there, headquarters, the location where the infamous shootout Huey P. Newton had with the police department out there, and all these locations just like held this like overbearing, like, I don't know, feeling over me, and I'm just like, man, like this is crazy, and like the way that they had it set up out there was, I don't know, I felt like, and we should model that, their situation out there here in Chicago, especially on the West Side. I'm sure you're familiar with this, Jeremy, but you know the bakery out there that they have right in Oakland, and where they have the tour situation set up, where you go in, you see the newspaper, and then you can meet with, I think at one point in time, correct me if I'm wrong, David Hillier was leading the tours over there, right?
Yeah, so
I was thinking, you know, why wouldn't we take that model and bring it here to Chicago? Why wouldn't we show people 2337 West Monroe, 2350 West Madison, the church where the People's Inquest was took place, all these locations where the Panthers did most of their work for the community, where they heightened the contradictions, where they brought people together. Yeah, so that's why I'm starting out. I think, you know, with that tour company in Chicago, I think it would be a very good thing if, you know, we provided employment opportunities for the youth over there. Well, it wouldn't be a better opportunity for black kids to learn about their legacy,
to learn about where they come from while also putting some money in their pocket so they're not out here, you know, with nothing to do in the summertime. And then and in addition to that, I would like all the other proceeds to go to the Black Panther Party Cubs to keep the fight going.
How old are you, brother?
I'm 24 years old.
I commend you. I just want to say this to you. You some good valid points you made. You know what I'm saying? You say it was something you said. Let me go check in Oakland also, which that's the birthplace of Black Panther Party. That means so you know I've asked people you know play around with his name like that's you okay, it's natural to say okay you know go check into that. And those sites, you know, so that still remains to be the sister city as we speak to this day. And we are in a time, we are fortunate time, you know what I'm saying, even with the connection with the Dr. U.E.P. Newton Foundation. Here by Frederica Newton, and as a matter of fact, we're doing a big mandatory trek and check-in this October. It's going to be a phenomenal move. We go there every year for the anniversary of Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? We had the 50th anniversary there, and there were some class contradictions, and you know what I'm saying? There was a gala that, you know, so it ain't all, the legacy is under attack. And I'm saying this because the ideas you're talking about, the tour, we've been talking about that too, but it's something with this class contradiction. I got battle fatigue because there's been so many people come with great ideas, but somebody, as soon as you said that, my man went to, okay, somebody taking the car. Let's go, what about we incorporate this? I'll drive by my homie spot. Even a mural with Chairman Fred, you'd be surprised what people start saying. What if we put this other person up there? It's such a, the Panther Party was an organization that came from the Valley. And that's so the time has to be right, so I'm inspired. So right now, that we're talking about doing this, you know, they'll come and follow the trip to the graveyard with Chairman Frick. What you want to say something?
Yeah. Well, that's in line with what you're saying, Chairman. That's why I'm here today. Yeah. I couldn't even, like, take one action about this project without, you know what I'm saying, getting your approval and having your support with this. So that's why I'm here today.
Okay, right on. And I'm wounded. I get, you know what I'm saying? We've been so infiltrated, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to become to the point that we block new ideas. I'm just laying that out to you. We this COINTELPRO to NOWINTELPRO. Our programs, even the Satan Hampton House, it seems so easy. I was having a conversation the other day, and they were talking about the different fraternities, which I'm really not familiar with, the different dynamics. There's the different dynamics of them. And I caught myself, and I was like, "Wow!" And it was commented once of the system to the fact, like, "Yeah, but of course that there, all organizations have issues, you know what I'm saying?" And sometimes, especially this climate now, being around so many people, a climate with a counterinsurgency, the COINTELPRO is not acknowledged. I drift off and forget. That's the uniqueness of the party line. Everyone has, jealousies. Everyone has egos, but the COINTELPRO, over 90% was directed to Black Panther Party. This is an organization that stood up and said, we are clear that everything is political. You know what I'm saying? And that brought the ire. And it's ingrained in us to be second nature. It was a climate where it was common conversation. You were reminded. It was reinforced from comrades and from the state. You know what I'm saying? And now it's a climate where people, people can forget the uniqueness about that. Because it seems so easy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of that, Chairman. I'm an avid listener here on the show, and one of your big sayings on here, if you can't stop the co-op, right? That's their attitude. So
yeah.
I'm very well aware of the attempts that's out there and the threats that's out there, that still hasn't stopped me from trying to come here today.
Okay.
In addition to that, another thing, like you said, it's just a sign of, you know, how strong the party is, how strong what you represent. If, you know, you're constantly trying to be infiltrated by the state, if you're constantly trying to have these outside sources come in and affect what you got going on, that's a sign of strength. That's a sign that you're doing something right. So I'm right there with you, Chairman. And, I mean, if, you know, we can continue discussions on this in any way that we need to, modify this.
Your margins, get right up, because I got people online. We're doing this already. I mean, a lot of ideas I got, you know what I'm saying, the resources and the forces don't be there, you know what I'm saying? Because people, you know what I'm saying, I got a lot of people say, Chairman, what do you deal with this person? I had to deal, in my line of work, I had to deal with the mentally scarred, broken heart, and bad body parts. You know what I'm saying? This is a, we don't have a, other organizations have a luxury. They can go to the auto show and, you know, say, give me that out the showroom floor, that car that been drove. I have to go to you, pull it. I got to grab the transmissions and all. And most people we deal with a lot of times come through inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. You know what I'm saying? We last call for alcohol. You know what I'm saying? We the ones people can relate to when it exhausted all means. Also, we got Our Black Truth. We're going to get a call calling in about that, too. This is a black social media outlet, the official launch 2 days ago at Malcolm X College. You know, for a time, like, really up inside the new Malcolm X College. Man, what I seen was, man, up there. The new Malcolm X College?
No, I used to go to daycare in the old one.
Oh, well, you better just say, damn, you better just scare me. How young are you, brother? You better be like an old man. Okay. The old Malcolm X College, I ain't getting banned from there, right? Malcolm X's grandson. Malcolm Shabazz was in town for, prior to him being assassinated. And I recall we was inside the school, and the car was on the floor. And I said, man, get in that car, you know. And so the security was like, no, you can't get in. I said, man, shh. I jumped in the car and said, man, this is the type of case you want to catch. I said, let me catch Chairman Fred Carr here, man. I said, man, I'm going to the gas station, get the engine tuned up. I said, man, get in that car, man. This is a big old thing. They call them secure, it's a big old thing. And so now you got the car up on top of like a roof or something. I said, so I came out of the car. I said, oh, that's for me. They get it up, you can't get it, But the pictures of Malcolm, man, it was my first year. I was in there not too long ago in the event. WDB printing, they had an event, but to see them pictures, man, it's phenomenal. It really gave me a shock. We gotta get this Hampton House Museum moving, man. We gotta get it rolling, man. We gotta get it rolling. But I'm inspired. So we don't the tour. Like I say, I get big. If you go and look at shows, I mean, and this is no slight. How many people that came through here? Oh man, I got this idea. I'm gonna do blah blah blah. And it was like, one hit wonders. So I want to discourage you, but understand me. I go through this a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's wear and tear, and I don't get demoralized with the people because I have to question myself. What's wrong with you? I'm stuck on this. You know what I'm saying? I think on Chairman Fred's tombstone, if my people would have been free, I don't know what else in my life doing. They came to mind and said, okay, we cool, we back it up. No more shooting y'all down, no more degrading y'all in schools, no more exploitation. I'm too far gone, you know what I'm saying? This is how they say in church, this is my calling. We live in direct on Free My Radio. We're going to look for some callers. Let us know if any callers in queue. But yeah, but I'm going to bring you on this meeting. We talk to some people now about, I want you to give me a write-up, a layup about this whole thing with the tour. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, you get it. I like to go on like a whole bunch of, I see people like they do a whole bunch of talking. I like to stick and move. So you're right. It can drain on you. Ain't no guarantee tomorrow's, man.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And this stuff really is simple. It's complex. And it's a time people are seeing it go straight to. It's a time where, cats are calling out questions from their own. This guy Kwame Brown said he didn't know nothing about YouTube. You know what I'm saying? He's the other Danny. You know what I'm saying? And he said, the people. You know, so all the technology, the machine, the people, you know what I'm saying? It's a climate. You know, we got to stick and move. Like, I tell people, the museum, with the Hampton House, man, run it. You know, a lot of people want to go through this whole bureaucratic race. It drains you. It takes your spirit. You know what I'm saying? They call me in the studio. I go in the studio. They call me One Take Jake. They saw he come. One Take Jake. He going there. Bam. You know what I'm saying? Man, stick and move, man. Real talk. You live in the record, Freedom All Radio. You're making history, taking history.
Freedom All.
Our Black Truth. Freedom All.
Freedom All.
Grandma, Brother Cameron. We have Brother Hatchet on the line. Grandma.
Grandma.
Hey, Mr. What's going on, my family?
Peace and blessings, free all you, man. I was supposed to get back to you about actually putting the flyer. The intense situation was going on, and you know what I'm saying, what's happening. I wanted to make it official. You know what I'm saying? Well, let's see the time, definitely. You know, bring up the speed, you know what I'm saying? What's happening behind the walls, man? You know, so you know, it's just cold red. You know, you say cold green, cold black, cold red. It's intense. So bring up the speed. What's happening? How we can support, you know what I'm saying, back in the play and support those who are captain. You know what I'm saying? I know someplace in Michigan, the witnesses come out. Now, the women in prison in particular, was what's happening with them. But bring up the speed. What's happening behind the walls?
Hey, man. Listen, man. You know, I want, first of all, you know, just thank y'all for having us in here, man. You know, down here in Georgia, man, we in the, what they call the Black Belt down in South Georgia. And we are in the, what they call a level 5 penitentiary, which is close security, you know, where the majority of people have life sentences or at least 20 years or better. And what we're dealing with down here is what I think is a systematic issue all across the nation, where there is no funding for no officers. There is no funding for medical treatment. There is no funding. There's no money there for, you know, psychology, you know, social issues that's going on within these prison walls. You know, they classify us with antisocial behavior disorder when you go through diagnostics and you are sentenced and now have to do prison time. But with that diagnosis comes funding, you know what I mean, for them to be able to treat these psychological issues that they say we have, these sociological issues. But what's going on is that the funding is being stripped away from the convicts and being, you know, used for whatever it is that the higher-ups, you know, as far as the Department of Corrections Commissioner and Assistant Commissioner and the Region Directors, and by the time we get down to the warden, he pretty much ain't got nothing. And so, you know, what we've been having going on here at Smith Bay Prison is, you know what I'm saying, you know, they make it look like it's self-annihilation. You know, they make it look like it's black-on-black crime, you know what I mean? But what's going on is that we've been having the same issues here as far as, like, you know, brothers get into issues. You got Bloods, Crips, GDs, you know, you understand me? You got Muslim brothers, you got the Mexicans and the whites, Ghostface gangsters. And, yeah, we have conflicts from time to time, but see, they're trying to say that these young brothers are murdering each other, and they lying on them. You know, for the last month and a half, man, we done had Brother Nino pass away here. We done had Brother Mandu pass away. Our Brother Nick B from Athens, our Brother Gunsmoke, a.k.a. King from Macon. And also we had our brother from Moon from South Atlanta, Knowledge from Albany, Chris Hung himself. You know what I mean? These brothers have died, and nobody's speaking about it. It's not being posted. It's not being, you know, no type of recourse whatsoever. And, you know, I hate to be so blatantly honest, but, man, they're killing us, bro. They're killing us, and they know what they're doing. And I say that they know what they're doing, and I'm not placing no false allegations because, you know, we've been doing radio from behind these walls, you understand me, for 10 years or better, you dig? And it's like, ain't nothing like this ever came out of my mouth because I have been behind these walls for the last 24 out of 25 years since I was 16. I'm in my 40s now, man, and I ain't never seen this, what's going on right now. You know, I've been put in the hole, you know, for speaking out to the administration, you know what I'm saying, and confronting them, you know, face-to-face with at least 20 of their staff members, letting them know that y'all giving these people rank as though, as far as a lieutenant or a captain or unit manager, and these folks ain't steady nothing. They are tasing us. They are pepper spraying us at the same time, beating us and dragging us, and don't even have a camera, which is mandatory according to the Georgia Department of Corrections, you know, standard operating procedure, which they call the SOP. It's a criteria that they must meet, and they are not meeting that on the strength that they are hoping that we'll die. Now, let me tell you the plot that's going on here. They are allowing bath salt to be fed to brothers while they are on lockdown units. Normally, these brothers have major drug issues. Now, peak game now. You lock these brothers down in the cell. You take away the two officers that's supposed to sit on each floor. You take away the officer that's even in the booth. to where if the brothers mash the button in their cell, the emergency button, there's nobody in the booth to answer it. But what are you saying, Brother Hess? I'm saying that when these brothers go crazy feeling suicidal, when they go crazy feeling homicidal and go to beating on their roommate, there's nobody there to answer their cry. And so for that reason, you have what is called an issue of neglect. The conditions of confinement have totally been wiped away. These brothers are asking for removal from one cell to another cell to help save their life. They're being left there, and a brother like Nut B, you know, brother Hill from Athens, you know, he was brutally raped and murdered, you know what I'm saying, a few weeks ago in his cell and strangled because he asked the captain, hold on, I want to make sure I get his name right because I don't want to put nothing out there that ain't real. I want to make sure I keep it all the way 100. Hogmeyer. He's a unit manager now. They done raised his status up. But long story short, the brother said, "Hey, sir, it's count time, 9 o'clock, sir. Can you please get me out of this cell? This brother is wigging on these drugs, and I need help, and I'm scared for my life." The man was happening here.
This is not pre-recorded from 15, 20 years ago from the 60s. This is not a dispatch from across seas. This is right now today.
Georgia. Right now here today, man. This is what's going on, man.
About Rick, you know what I'm saying? Your brother in cell. Raped
and
murdered. Huh.
That's on my mama, man. Hey, listen, man. This shit's so fucked up, man. You know, the convicts inside the dorm were screaming out the windows, you know, beating on the doors, you know, trying to get somebody over there to that cell. And it's happened, you know what I'm saying, in the H1 unit at Smith State Prison. And it was so crazy that a brother had, you know what I'm saying, a phone call going to his wife across the range and seen the dude inside the cell had this little blood brother tied up and was sticking him while raping him at the same time. And so the brother told his wife, "Baby, stop. Call the police. There's no officers nowhere, and this man is brutally killing this young black brother." You understand me? Because he's wigging. And the lady called the police 12 times. You hear me? Now, this after this same young brother just like 12 to 14 hours ago asked the captain and the officer at count time to move him. The officers never came back no more, man. We're talking about 12 hours later, this man is finally found because they had to come down there because they got pissed off that an inmate used the cellular device to call out and give this, you know, report that there's a man being brutally raped, stabbed, and strangled inside of a cell in the hole. Now, you know, long story short, man, the same thing happened to Brother Nino a week earlier. His roommate, a white guy, ended up fighting him, then stabbed him a couple of times. But they were friends, so they didn't worry about it. But because the staff didn't come around the count that night, the Mexican Brother Nino stayed in that cell bleeding out hours until he died. And these inmates was, again, banging on cell, trying to set fire, trying to do anything to get somebody's help. But nobody on that side, which was H1, nobody had no cell phone. And so that brother died in his own blood, you understand me? And it's not because of the brother that stuck him. That's a lie. It's because the staff was understaffed and they didn't care. And I want to bring one more subject matter up, and that's Brother Mandu, our other blood brother that kept crying out for 3 days asking for psychiatry, you know what I'm saying, because this is a mental health a certified facility. You know, he asked for mental health directors or anybody, a social worker, a counselor, just somebody come talk to me. I need to talk to somebody. I'm feeling something inside of me, and I can't make it no more. Man, the folks refused to even speak with him. The staff members refused to even report his mental issues, and he was in that cell by himself. You know, the guys thought he was playing, and, you know, they say the man stayed in there hanging for over 7 hours before they found him. These people were supposed to come around every 15 minutes to these cells to 30 minutes and sign a chart beside the door. They have removed the charts. There are no mandatory signs. There are no mandatory count times. And so this man stayed hanging for several hours, dead and cold, you understand me? And then, you know, game these people are playing is that when they taking these brothers' bodies out these cells, they trying to talk the bodies and act like the bodies are still alive, you understand me? So that we won't report it. And everybody's scared here to do anything, you hear me? I tell you, they are scared to hold these people accountable. They scared to file anything from a grievance to a report. Man, they're afraid of everything. And so I just wanted to come on Free of My Radio, me and my comrade right here. He's live and tuning, and he's the brother that has direct knowledge of what's going on behind the doors of the hole here. And we come here, man, because I'm going to get ready to file a restraining order and request that a judge give these people double salary or whatever they need so we can have nurses there. There's no nurse or medical staff here, period, from 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning. There's no mental health counselors or psychiatrists coming around to the whole period, none whatsoever. Like this, there's no presence there, none whatsoever. You're talking about an environment where it requires that. And so, you know, man, I want to open up to see if my brother want to come in and speak. Peace and blessings, brother.
Man.
Peace and blessings, man. I need y'all to make sure y'all get y'all pins. Y'all keyboards ready. I need y'all to put out the hashtag, what's going on in these prisons in Georgia. We're going to get some directives out. We're going to be writing to correspond. We say one prisoner, one contact, because we need support. Because, again, man, I've seen what happened behind those walls. Again, this is not no made-up stuff. This stuff is a genius. I would say this to you before, Hess. This is, man, Free My Radio. My thoughts about even doing a program. I come on the show with you years back. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, we put out a call. We need y'all to have a page ready. Again, what's going on, man? Minister UAP News today, the state, the facts. We said the state loves to perform their treachery in the dark. We must turn the lights on. We must turn the lights on. So, all, man, hashtag, inbox these celebrities, these politicians, you know what I'm saying? Georgia, what's happening now? You know what I'm saying? All the talk about the party in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? What y'all saying about what's happening right down the street in these concentration camps in Georgia?
What did you say the name of the
State
prison?
This state prison, man, it's Smith right here. This Smith state prison right here.
Okay. Got it.
Lines is yours.
Hello?
You can proceed, sir.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm one of the brothers. I be back there with the brothers that's locked down behind the door. And a lot of the brothers, they just not, it's more of a shortage on staff, so really we have to do most of the stuff. It's a lot of brothers that, like, they got disability, I guess, from the trauma or the prison system and stuff like that. Because there's a lot of stuff that goes on around here. But it's not just that. A lot of the mental health facilities in Georgia was closed down. And instead of sending them somewhere where they can get help, they started sending them to county jail and started sending them to prison system. And now we're dealing with a lot of people with mental disabilities. And they come in the system, instead of getting something to help them, there's nobody to help them. So now, if they do something, act up, because they got a disability, the police tase them, they beat them, handcuff them, slam them against walls, throw them in rooms. Like, they're not even taking into accountability that these people have a mental disability. And a lot of them go to these holes and they lock down the room, they kicking and beating the doors, they telling people how much help they need. So, like, yesterday, there was a lot of people beating on the door, so I have to go actually find the warden or find the unit manager and somebody to help. And it takes these people an hour and 45 minutes to even get here when they're in the dorm right next door. Like, they really not really caring nothing for the people here. They don't care about the people at all. So it takes for us that's here. So we put up some things together here where we can try to help the people, or we can go back here clean up their environment. Their environment is filthy. It's water everywhere. It's rats. It's roaches. Some saints don't work. People's rooms not being clean. The showers are not clean. I mean, you got people that they may shower you with 7 days in a week. They may shower you too. I mean, you got people that not getting on the phone. They can't talk to their family and tell their family condition that they in. Like, it's dealing with this situation at this prison right here. And it's happening from talking to other brothers. The other ones seem like they have the same exact thing going on. But this one is a more of a dangerous prison. And it's actually the most dangerous prison we have in this state. And medical shut down at 4 o'clock. So if somebody gets stabbed or get hurt or anything like that, it's nothing that you can do because the medical staff is not here. And it's not even an officer here to even do anything about that situation. So only thing left is us. We have to find a way to get people out of the door, find a way to get somebody to come down here, even if we got to whatever, even if we got to call the people who outside the prison and have the actual street police come to the prison and tell them, hey, it's somebody dead in your building. And many times that's how they find people that's been hurt or people that don't die because people in their dorm call the outside police and they come to the prison and they tell them, y'all need to go down now and see what's going on. Because these people, they could be walking right in front of your door. And you be like, hey, man, they need some help. And they walk past you like you ain't saying nothing.
We have prison in Georgia.
Yeah, this prison in Georgia is the same prison.
Hey, we need to pull down which representatives down there. This is happening as we speak. As we do, I know, and all this, I'm sure we had the usual suspects, the usual rhetoric. You know, we just got to stop the violence. We got to work together. We talk about tangible contradictions of mental health issues, and they know this. So one of the first mandates that Mayor Robert Manuel did when he came to Chicago, he shut down the mental health facilities in Chicago, in the black community. He placed me in a cell in Menard with an individual who had mental health issues. You know what I'm saying? Man, set him up to take me down. You know what I'm saying? They got me that man cuffed up. He had a little bit of sanity. He said, hold on, ain't you Newton or Hampton or Black Panther? I said, yeah, I'm Chairman for Hampton. He said, man, he tried to kill himself and he put him in a cell with me. They want him to, because nothing is worse. You can't be a jailhouse murder. You go to court, people are locked up right now for life. Because the only judge is the other person dead, you there, you alive, you got the case. That's it. This is done by design. Prison is a microcosm of the outside community. Minister UEP News said, this is what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So, man, they get a sidetrack on these trivia. This is in Georgia. This is not across seas. I'm not talking about Afghanistan. I'm not talking about Nazi Georgia. I'm talking about right now in Georgia as we speak. This should be up on the stage when we do whatever freak nicks, whatever parties, whatever conversations going on, whatever hip hop, whatever shows, whatever discussion. Put this on your post. This happening in Smith Prison in Georgia. Fact, man, tag somebody with it. Let them know. All right, put it down representatives, talk to congressional, all whatever area. You know, see, this is happening in these concentration camps.
No, Chairman. The brother mentioned that no staff was there, and even if staff was there, they might not get that help because we talked about this guy on an episode before in Rikers Island who for 7 days was trying to get help. He needed he was schizophrenic. He didn't have his meds. He was diabetic, and they didn't come in there. I forgot what I don't know if they hit him. Something happened, and he didn't get his meds. They didn't give it to him. They neglected him, and he started using the bathroom on himself. And you can see that the COs on camera, they passed his cell. They would look in there, but they never did anything. And then on one occasion, somebody tried to go in there and give him some food, and they put the shirt over their face, like from the smell, because he had used the bathroom and nobody went in there to clean him up or clean it up or anything, and still nobody did anything. And then by the time somebody went in there, it was too late. They took him to the hospital where he later died. So even if it's people there, staff there, they still might get neglected.
Yeah, they definitely get neglected.
I mean, the case of this, I mean, let's be clear. The purpose of prison is not to rehabilitate. The purpose of prison is to break the will and spirit of men, women, and children. The Khalid Browder story, I think, that you're talking about, is how it impacted him, his mother's, her death, all that. We at a time right now where people are seeing what they do on the streets. What the police do on the streets. The case in Louisiana, you got the footage. That's the footage. What's the brother name? Robert Reed, the brother in Louisiana, with the footage. They beat him to death. He also, man,
Ronald Green.
The purpose of this is a dick. Excuse me?
Ronald Green.
This is Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? Man, this is what's happening here. This is in the outside community. Do you know behind closed doors? It's concentrated. It's intense. It's on steroids. Like, so you think you go visit your loved ones? You want to believe they're being treated? You may they dark man, they doing this stuff in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad when the pictures came out of the prisoners' boards, dogs and the. Put on their private parts and the degrading searches and they asked one prison later on why, I he's released, why didn't you speak on this? He said nobody would listen to me. I told another prison, said it's so embarrassing. I can't put in words. And I was the one to believe this was happening here. This was what's going down. You know, say again. Be on the right side of history. One prisoner, one contact. Everyone should be, you know what I'm saying? Go online, find you. Go. Do a psychological profile. Go online, find a prisoner. Smith prison. You know, I don't know nobody in that. Man, correspond, find him. Correspond with him. You know what I'm saying? They start looking at those letters. One prisoner, one contact. And I ain't talking about no abstract, no love. I ain't no love letters. I'm talking about love letters. I'm talking about love for the people. I ain't talking about no trivial. You think a Nazi drone in the gas chamber, people trying to figure out, they show them bodies and people out there, I mean, with skin and bones, I want this guy like that lady. I'm talking about it's a war being waged on us. There's a concentration camps. Ain't no prisons, ain't no rehabilitation centers. It's like they're knocking us off. This should be tied to every comedy, every so-called beef, every discussion. Any other community, you know, so you, man, the call is out. We have to make that connection. Ain't no coincidence that the amount of us is here, capital, these concentration camps, ain't no coincidence the time, the connection to, they're forcing, they're giving out incentives to parents to say, put your child on Ritalin all the time, and not college, turn to them, don't think. You know what I'm saying? They're pulling them off, they're getting some street narcotics, does it suffice for that? Then you throw up in a box, a 6x9, if that. Yeah, I think what Shakespeare said, one when the same be run insane, they run the risk of becoming insane, and vice versa. All you do is put a certain populace up in there. I remember my sanity doing with these crazy cats on this. I'm trying to say to this man, this is strategic. You know what I'm saying? These illogical reactionary responses. Just stop the violence. Just you talk to them, and all we need is to know ourselves. You in a cell, a 6x9 man tying you up, stick me with a shake, raping you at the same time, and you can't just know ourselves. Or get conscious. Mm-hmm. Or get some goddamn green juice. Man tied up in a cell, and raping and sticking them.
Man.
These cats are, you just change your name, know your city's going to deal with it. We doing tangible, real deal contradictions and killing. That's what's happening around here. These cats are playing these abstract games. Were you registered to vote? What game was he in? You know that type of conversation going on in Auschwitz, Dachau, Nazi in Germany. This was happening right here, live and direct. Concentration camps. They came for the luxury. The sidetracking the slavery. What this person's religion is. None of that. What game was in?
One person to contact. Everybody, this Smith, this guy, man, pick up the phone. I'm live and direct. Let me take a charge on the phone because this phone tried to down me.
Jim.
Yeah, phone charge. Go ahead, because y'all keep talking. I'm trying to
talk
to y'all. Y'all keep talking.
Oh,
okay. My brother's
still online with us?
Yeah, I'm still online with you. Okay, man, whatever you want to add to it, man, seize the time.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay,
now, yeah. I wanted to say this too, though. Like, it's like a lot of people also down here that they're actually hiring people who mental health. So it's like you got mental health on one side and you hire mental health on the other side. And it's like, okay, who the same people are? Because, I mean, they come to work with this grudge. Like, they come to work, like, ready to hurt you or harm you, and they so mental health, they don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah.
It's like, they, like, even the little staff we got left, is like, they the one who are the ones who, like, they increasing the violence.
And then they're like, goddamn, they say 80 motherfuckers to run this camp. See, they're the same, fam. They say 80 motherfuckers to run this goddamn prison that carrying goddamn 1,400 inmates. But see, the move, they running this shit with motherfucking goddamn 18 fucking goddamn officers. And most of the time, they got the warden goddamn working the shit as a CO fucking two. And they ain't got number motherfucking 12 officers over the whole fucking compound. Really, nigga need to got. Now, I ain't gonna say what a nigga need to do. I'm gonna be quiet because I know everything is going to be used against me in the court of law. You know, I'm gonna be some next y'all go ahead, family, because I'll get crunk on this bitch.
But yeah, it's a lot of the staff down here that's, man, I came to prison. I was 16. I'm 34. I've never left out of here the whole time. When
hold
I was 16,
you
I'm 34.
You was taken to prison when you were 16 years old, and you
34
years old now.
Yes.
Fact,
I don't
the
think
fact that can be said, young man. The fact that can even be said. This is what we do. And while we have this while we having this quote unquote conversation, let me just make sure we don't forget the fact that we in the climate of coronavirus also. So how difficult it is out here now. I can't do this. I can't order my food. I can't see my lady. Can't see my sister. I can't see a guy. Can you know what I'm saying? In contact with her. Have that again. Let me again. We assert that we don't want to climb a coronavirus inside the concentration camp. Matter of fact, hashtag that, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Imagine being in a climate with coronavirus inside the concentration camp. Hashtag, quote unquote. Imagine that. The climate of the coronavirus inside the concentration camp. Face with ghetto boys say, man, like living and dying at the same time. Again, up in this cell. Well, just walk away. When you see somebody you disagree with, just leave. Just walk away from it. This is the type of nonsense, the rhetoric that people try to run the world who can't even relate. Who can't even relate? You in a cage, tied up.
Mm.
They got choked out the second. They know they putting in who's saying. They have profiles. This is intentionally. Go ahead. I gotta see the time to fight that we got some. We are fortunate and we are unfortunate to have some cats that's laying this out to us. Okay, we are fortunate and unfortunate to have some cats laying it out for us. We are fortunate and unfortunate that we have to have this type of conflict. That sounds logical to us. 16 years old, not that you were 16, you're 34 years old. Did that even sound logical? That even sounds logical to us. They don't strike a nerve, ain't no hands, your arm raised up.
I told you, I got these dogs, man. I've been having a dog kennel, man, for all these years. What? Got some hamsters or gerbils inside. How long you been? Well, I've been having this one. It ain't let him out. He's been in a cage over a decade, 15, 20 years. It makes no sense. It makes no logical sense. It just don't add up. You don't strike a nerve with us. You don't even strike a nerve. That's a Field Marshal George Jackson saying that capitalism only affects the economy, it affects the psyche. The fact that we ain't jumping on plus, man, you still got your sanity, you want to still be your band. Man, anybody been in a locker for a few hours, been in the police, been in the backseat of a police car. Know what this does to you. 16. Yeah, just keep this in contact. You, this go to college. I was talking about Kwame Brown. He told the time that they took him inside the NBA. How old he was. You had these conversations with him. Talking about what we were dealing with. We're bringing a different dynamic. You talk about birth. If they say, well, what is it, the fetus stage? Is it this stage? The brain is developing. You talk the 16 years old. These guys who I grew up with, we had issues on the streets. We look back, oh yeah, man, he was such and such at that time. You take that into account. Well, 16 years old, you 34 years old. This is impact. This one, this sounds logical.
Yeah, they
just doing a lot of hashtag, man.
Right, they got a lot of brothers they've been doing like that for a long time down here in Georgia. The prison colony of the USA, this is it. They do it every time. This is what they do. They get you when they're young, keep you till you cannot have kids. This is what they do. They want to destroy anything and everything.
I hope y'all heard that. Get you young, hold you when you can't even reproduce. Well, I was talking to a brother about this Kwame Brown situation. And so much stuff is coming about the NBA. My comrade did a film, we was rapping about some guys in the NBA. This is so detailed that their DNA, they say it's the NBA players, the players, their DNA is like a elite DNA, the NBA players, the structure. You think about Penn State, the guy get their coach that was whipping the football, the children, the bone structure. You know what I'm saying? And we look, it's in the deal, it's a certain, we just think of all the LA players, they just only go for white women. We think it's reactionary. They have stuff laid out to them, who they only can date, the DNA can be passed down to. They stay. You got some backbone in you. We ain't having it there. You know what I'm saying? But give us some more. Give us some more. It's the things, the brain and the brawn. Give us those that can produce, entertain us. The physical features is called the brain and the brawn. Bring us that. You know what I'm saying? Reproduce. It's called culling inside the zoos. They call it culling. We have aggression levels. This for gorillas. They say that gorilla cannot mate with that gorilla. That gorilla has a producer. That gorilla, bring one in from Alaska. Mexican wolf. They say we want the look of a certain Mexican wolf. They say, well, that mother is too aggressive. She that father to his backbone. They say, okay, take her sweat. Take her let the puppies the scent and exchange her to another a more palatable Mexican wolf. In our community, we want the look. It's like on a farm, the bulls and the steers. Why you the steers in the restaurant? They hold the steers. The steers, you can't even bring a mouse around a steer. It shakes. He's been castrated.
Right.
He's been castrated. The bulls, the different types of animals of the cow, like different the bulls, and it's not that far fetched. The details of what they do to animals, this is our community. They grab all these brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, the reproductive years. See, the breaking process. 16 to 34 years old. You laughing directly.
Over half his life.
Yeah.
But they, like, even our system down here in Georgia, it ain't just the people, it ain't just the, it's the food, it's everything they give you, everything they got, even if they serve it, is unhealthy. If you buy it out of the store, it's unhealthy.
Yeah.
There's nothing healthy here whatsoever. Either you're going to get diabetes, you're going to get high blood pressure, or, well, you're going to get one of them two, either way.
Yes.
Because they even the food that they serve you is not fit for human. Even the meat or whatever they want to call it, it states on the box, not fit for humans to consume.
Yes, say on the box.
It says
on the box.
Yeah. Yeah, the
box.
Food, that's it.
Not fit for human consumption.
Yeah, definitely. Then they just talk about the store is junk. It's junk. It's junk.
It's intentional junk. It's intentional junk. It's not... This is go ahead.
Like it's everything they got is something that it destroys you in one form or the other. They try to destroy you mentally or they try to destroy you physically. Like this plantation we on right now, they trying to break you both ways. Like, and I mean I've been here for a while, so I've actually been in prison longer than I've been on the street now. So I mean, you know, there's a lot of things I don't do. I don't drink, nor do I smoke. I don't do none of that extra type activity stuff because I understand what they're trying to do to me. And I just can't let it happen like that.
I can be mad at you if you drink or smoke. Man, what you going through, man? I ain't encouraged. I'm just saying, any man, good man. This man, Stateville, a.k.a. Deathville, the EPA says this place is supposed to be shut down. The water, bone sarcosis, that's why I didn't know what the word meant. Bone sarcosis, this from the water that we were drinking. And the guards were coming, and you had that clack. Wow, it's documented what the water does. You can't buy no water. We be drinking the guards, looking at us laughing, and we drinking the water. I'm using the term water loosely.
We definitely got that happening to be happening down here where all the water back up, all the water come in your dorm, out the toilet, out the shower, it cover the dorm, so much water be on the floor, be over your shoes. It back up in your sink where the drinking water at. They have the same problem down here. We got all them same issues right here at this one place. This place, it should have been shut down years ago. And when it rains, these rooms fill up full of water. The windows and stuff, water come in all on the floor. I'm talking about this is a condemned building. This place is condemned.
We need so much response. We need such a response. On this social media, we need so much response in the community from this close to Smith Prison down in Georgia that at minimum, this ruling class send in their usual suspects to try to hijack this campaign. In other words, we want to create such a groundswell. They send their usual suspects in to try to ward it down because you know what I'm saying, hijack it. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, we had to create such a problem on the cotton fields and the tobacco fields and the plantation that Massa grabbed some of his personal house slaves, go out there, you know what I'm saying, whatever the comments that take over what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? So, they, you know what I'm saying, there could be no peace on the plantation. This conversation has to happen on the social media, on the TikTok, on the Facebook, you know what I'm saying? It has to happen. We've seen what the people can do. We've seen what the contradictory out-resourced Kwame Brown, the stuff with these busted, those calling contradictions, what can happen. You know what I'm saying? The masses. You know what I'm saying? He talking about individuals who got more cars and more money. That's, you know what I'm saying? It got more resources, more quote-unquote education, excuse me, more training. So those dogs have been the dog show. They run around and get all of the diamonds in their collar, and the master trusts them to walk around with them. Their teeth have been file down and refine their bite. Mm-hmm. Even sound, it's non-threatening. You rather get bit by them as opposed to a mosquito. They're so non-threatening. They're palatable. They put up on different, showroom floors. But those that growl, the DMX hound, that growl on the ground has to be so intense. You know what I'm saying? Even our contradictions, even our bad parts, even our fleas and our ticks got to be involved in this here.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, our mispronunciation of words. You know what I'm saying? Get up on, you said Kwame Brown getting coming through the door, calling out. What time? Are you official? You're saying everything about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything. You fighting, you're getting down the pots, the pans, the tune, everything. Whether it's your husband, Jim, y'all legally married, everything, your girlfriend, your ex-woman, your her brother-in-law, you didn't talk to all of them, everybody.
I've been trying to get
you
left.
You weren't talking to everybody. The lines have to be redrawn. Who you with? The state of the people. The site you got into it with. The device stores you had an issue with. All that.
Yep.
The lines have to be redrawn. Who you with? The state of the people.
Free Marvel,
come on.
Another call from the camp, and they kind of like on a few minutes. Free them on.
Yes.
Free them on.
Can bring them in? Yes.
Free them on.
You can't make this up.
I'd like to, pardon me?
No, I'm saying listeners, viewers, you can't make this up. These are calls from concentration camps back to back all over the country. We live on Freedom Radio.
You can't make it up. It's horrible. I want to chime into what that brother was saying in Georgia. We got two toilets to 180 women. How is that possible? We got two showers that's working. We standing in water too. Like it's horrible, the living conditions. We got holes in the ceiling. We got mold, asbestos. We got a condemned gym that we can't even use because it's mold everywhere. The buildings have mold. It's lead paint everywhere. Like, I'm living in inhabitable living conditions, and they expect me to do my time? Fuck that.
Mm.
Free them all. Let me go home. I'm tired of this.
Free them all. This is not for those who say what the women going through. You know, so we need about the women. This ain't just the women. This ain't just the men. It's the people.
Chairman,
this
they
the
give
people.
Us two rolls of tissue. Two rolls of tissue. You have to call a crisis in order to get more tissue. You have to act a complete asshole to get what you want in this concentration camp. Because this is not a correctional facility, because they lack in corrections, because they don't have anything to correct us. They store us. We are in storage. We're living on top of each other. We're breathing the same nasty-ass air. We can't do nothing. We stuck in the house. Like, it's horrible. And then when COVID hit, it got even worse. You know how many women died and they tried to cover it up? Because they didn't act on it fast enough. And then you caught corona. You know what they did? They moved you off the housing unit. Now, you sick with corona. You got to pack your shit and move to a whole nother housing unit because you quarantined. And then when you quarantine for 14 days, you got to move back. And you still sick. You know what they give you? Ibuprofen.
Goodness.
If it's that.
Exactly.
Because you get the rejects in prison
from
the toilet paper to the medication. If it's that. It's ibuprofen. I thought it was doing that.
So you said when they move you from... If you contracted COVID, they put you in quarantine and for the 14 days, and then they move you back to the same area you just left. There could still be other people could be infected, and you could get reinfected.
Yes, this was when corona first happened, and they started moving people. So they moved you to another house where other people were contaminated. And don't get me started on the staff that weren't wearing the PPE. Don't nobody wear no mask, and nobody wear no gloves when they pass out our food. then, on top of that, when there was still, we had got our first vaccination. I don't have the date on me, but when we got our first vaccination, they started a massive shakedown to our housing unit. They took everything, shook us down, came to our house with no gloves, no masks, and then took everything from us, and we weren't even properly vaccinated yet, if that's even what we were getting was the vaccine. That's just what they were telling us.
Hmm. Wow. Did they allow you to decide that on your own, or was it mandatory?
It was not mandatory. I decided to get it because when I got the COVID-19, whatever the fake virus is, when I caught it, it was the worst feeling I've ever had. And I thought the only way I could defend myself from the virus was getting the vaccine. So I took the Moderna shot, the two dosages. But in between that two dosage, when I got the first one, is when they did the shakedown. And then I grieved them when they shook down, and I told them, I grieved it, and their response was they did everything according to the DA, the doc, the whatever their rules are. Their bullshit rules that you can't even get a copy of to grieve properly because the warden, the previous warden, Glenn Austin, he took the rules and regulations from the law library. And because we're on COVID restrictions, we can't even get regular trips to the law library when it was going on. People were missing their deadlines. It was so much shit going on. It was a clusterfuck.
This particular camp, I want you to write there. Let me say this for the record. Non-independent people do not make independent decisions. This is a climate now. We are for this directly, indirectly. Everything from the vaccinations and we don't with that, they could control the prison is admittedly a controlled environment. So, you know what I'm saying? And like you just said, how you felt so bad, you know what I'm saying? They come with the gangster techniques on the streets right now with this. You can't go to this if you ain't got the vaccination,
right.
so on and so forth. So we imagine. And this system is Machiavellian. And create conditions so intense, we think we call the police on. So we think, you know, America's definition of diplomacy is letting others have their way. America's definition of diplomacy.
Is,
say it again?
Y'all just got more day room time. Can you hear me?
Well said. Well said. So
yeah.
This is called the stick and the carrot, the big stick and the carrot.
Yeah.
I need those letters coming in, those personal contact. You know what I'm saying? I'll be real kind of strategic about it, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? But if you good with it, y'all good with it, you know what I'm saying? The camp name, what have you? You know what I'm saying? People can go for it in general. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I tell you what can we do to help support? You know what I'm saying?
You could help support by help getting these laws passed. It's a House bill right now for truth and sentencing reform. It's House Bill 3614. And it's to get.
Write that down, somebody on Instagram. Repost it.
Pardon me?
House Bill, this is Illinois. We're talking about Illinois now. So we're traveling all across. We're all over. Columbia, if you stuck somewhere, keep moving. We all over. We're in Illinois. We're still in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? We can walk with two gum at the same time. Well, what about the men? Why don't we deal with the women? We are armed with a politics that deals with everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? I just want to deal with this set, the Capricorns, the Scorpio, the people. That's what we're dealing with. Illinois, House Bill, what is it again?
3614. It's Truth in Sentencing Reform.
3614. We talked about this before.
Yes.
You got a real saying. Get on top of this today, tonight. Why you breaking bread? Why you watching a movie? Right there, you get your respect your senator. Run that. You want all these cats on the road coming with the path of
there
girls?
No parole in
run
Illinois.
That. Run them letters in.
Write them letters. Go to Action Network. Type in your zip code. Write the legislators. It'll be if you type in your zip code. You could go to actionnetwork.com, and you type in your zip code, and then a pre-written letter will go to legislatures, will urge them to vote yes on May 31st to bring parole back to Illinois, because there is no parole. It's only mandatory supervised release. Chairman, I want to spit a rap for you.
Come on with
me. I'm so woke, conscious, all facts. They say Black Lives Matter, then why they kidnap us and source in modern-day concentration camps? It's bigger than that. Mass incarceration, mandatory minimum, political hypocrisies. They gave me a voice to speak so it's free them all and not just me. No parole in Illinois got me reaching to be free. Designed to contain, control, and confine our minds. Ironic the same way communities struggle to survive. It's the way the system is aligned. Time to change your mind. Designers get rich, majors, corporations benefit from it. You can line up for kicks but can't vote when it's time to change shit. Your mind was never equipped. This ain't America, this America. KKK, white boys shoot and kill protesters, get a high five bottle of water and be on his way. Corona and police is killing more on our black men.
Thank
and
you, producer. Curious. Goodbye.
Bam.
I want to put that on my office. Hey, make sure I get this post. This show get posted on YouTube and everything. Make sure y'all reshare this. We're going to reinstitute our one prison, one contact. We're going to shut it down for some contradictions. One prison, one contact. We're going to list all prisoners. You know what I'm saying? To commit to that, if you can help us with that too, brother, you know what I'm saying? Get somebody, y'all listen, you know what I'm saying? Different things, you know what I'm saying? Counsel on reinstituting the site flip, the one person, one contact.
Whew. Right.
June 19th, Father's Day, we going to June, we hit out the Chairman Fred's tombstone. I want to reinstitute the one person, one contact campaign. All these are the charges, because sometimes you get demoralized, you know what I'm saying? But it's a charge, and these calls are definitely a charge, you know what I'm saying? Steel sharpening steel and men and women sharpening men and women. Steel sharpening steel and men and women sharpening men and women. Real talk. All those who sitting working out with the clubs, get those letters written. Is brother still around with us?
Don't sound like it.
Yeah, they're still on the line.
Y'all been live.
Okay.
Okay, y'all feel free. Y'all feel free, man. As long as we got y'all, y'all feel free. You know, we ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? We ain't get in. We get in. We ain't. You know what I'm saying? We can't. We ain't. Our condition is so intense. We can't afford the formalities. Or just the ladies first. Man, get in, man. We man. Like the sister said one time, Ellie, I'll never forget it, man. His brother, name his sister. I never could interview her, called in. What about the lady? How did y'all feel? She said I was a Black Panther.
Hmm.
I say, right on. We are, man, the people out here are captive, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course, we acknowledge that there's some different, the different dynamics in our community, the men and women, the older you. But the front, the thing is, man, there is a war waged upon the people. They, you know what I'm saying, they alternate, you know what I'm saying, switch games on who they hitting at different times. But again, they not, this system, man, it's about the money. They had a piece on 60 Minutes one time. They had a machine injecting the pigs to have the pigs to be reproduced. The guy said, I don't understand why you had this machine injecting the pigs, the sows, with semen from the pig, and if they let them do it naturally, the pigs would have more piglets and they would produce better pigs, better quality meat. The man looked at him like, what part of the process do you think we care about better? We producing a certain type of pig, a certain type of meat. Even when they at the slaughterhouse they kill cows, they tell you you can. In fact, they call it the meat halal or something. No stress. Certain communities you can't bring certain meat up in there. They want to know how was this cow slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
Did this cow know? Was it put under stress? These animals, because the blood. You know what I'm saying? We're talking scientifically now. I ain't going to go politically. You know what I'm saying? Because we talk the blood from the stress. Man, everything from the conceiving of our children, from everything is done under stress from us eating. I mean, every dynamic, the stress. Man, they take our property and they said, what are you doing? If you want your property, I said, I need to open the box. What's it? You want it or not? I was signed under duress. Everything we do, every quote unquote decision from the so everything is done under duress. Everything.
Yes, sir. You know, you were talking about the you were talking about the sports earlier about Kwame Brown, and they were the protesting and the things that they're not allowing. And the Kwame Brown, I'm not sure about, but I wanted to bring up the Olympics are banning any type of protest from anyone. You can't raise the fist. You know, no Tommy Carlo, no Tommy Smith. Was it Tommy Smith?
John Carlos. Tommy Smith.
And Tommy Smith. John Carlos and Tommy Smith.
The Marshall brothers should be acknowledged, too, that they did not even go to the Olympics. I forgot those other brothers' names. They're from San Francisco State. They didn't even go.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, too, that George Foreman, the next day, went on and waved the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just bringing up that, you know, throughout sports, Muhammad Ali, you know, him not going, he did his own protesting by not going to the war. I think it was the Vietnam War. But so now these Olympians this year in Tokyo, I believe, is where it is, Tokyo, Japan, and I think they'll be cited some type. They may or may not be cited, but they're instructed not to do any type of protesting on the podium. Like if they win a medal or if they don't win a medal, they don't want to see none of that there. So, you know, sports is, I think, has always been a platform where people express themselves, some of them anyway. And you were talking about Ronald Green earlier. And Ronald Green, you know, his murder was almost a year before George Floyd in almost a similar manner besides the knee on the neck, just that the brutality of it on camera. You know, he begged, he was shackled, he was drugged from here to there, and then, you know, I guess he felt that those pigs had some type of consciousness or compassion or humanity, because he was like, I'm your brother. Like, why are you doing this to me? Why are you treating me like this? And he, like I said, he was already handcuffed and shackled and punched, chokehold. And we see so many times in videos with black and brown people in messed up situations and being told to stop resisting. Now, it's like your body's natural reaction from being choked is to try to breathe, whether you're trying to get the arm from around your neck or turn your face to breathe in a better position, or you know, it's self-preservation. So you're going to naturally move because you're trying to live, you're trying to breathe. And it's like you are told to be still in that stressful situation. Your adrenaline is pumping and you being killed. And you got to just lay there or sit there. A dog is biting you. A canine is sinking his canines into your leg or your arm or your back or whatever. And you stop moving. This dog is biting me, but you want me to be still. You got a gun pointed at my head, all this yelling and shit going on, but I'm supposed to just be calm and just, okay, I'm just going to relax. And the body got a natural reaction called fight or flight. I heard it's involuntary. It's going to kick in. So you either going to fight or you're going to flee. One of the other.
She's going to still move.
Say it again.
And when you chop a chicken's head off, a chicken gonna still move. You twist a chicken's neck off, the chicken still is gonna move. It's a spasm. It does spasm.
So you know, it just. Chicken with his head cut off, still running around, still yes. That's what happens. My grandmother used to. We had chickens, and I used to see that on occasion. She would either wring his neck, like just twirl his neck, or cut it off. And I would see that and was like, "What is going on? Why is he still running around?" But yeah, and see these type of things like this, and like you said, and when I first saw that video, I just heard your voice, and you know, quoting Asada Shakur. Like this, this cannot be normal. We cannot normalize this. We cannot say, oh, this is just how it goes.
No doubt. I'll make sure y'all get them, y'all run that, y'all hashtag that. You have heard calls, and you know, I know we can't go get on the countdown the time, but this, we're going to follow too is Kwame Brown was the discussions and the race and class contradictions that's inclusive in the conversations. And, you know, this is, and I know a lot of people, you know, they're dismissed because, you know, sports has been something that people just, you know, saying just that of just the brawn or the physical aspects,
mm-hmm.
but the political
mm-hmm.
dynamics, you know, so the intricacies that are being expressed about, you know, this breaking process, how, you know, the time and there are discussions now. I mean, this stuff that's right in your face. I'm just like, look at the draft. Look at how it goes, the block, I'm talking about with the underwear standing up there. There's nothing really. This system has not been transformed. You know, there's been certain that experience of quote unquote reform, but you look at that. I mean, you would think like I tell you, the master lock was named after because it was something that the colonialists had sold and marketed of this being a lock that the slaves could not break. That's where the word master lock comes from.
Mm-hmm.
This is, if you had a history of something, you would think that, you know what, let's not have these athletes stand in their underwear on this block because it's too much, this history with the slave auction. But, you look at it. I mean, other than color TV, Ms. Malcolm X said, when you're at the back of the plane, so when it's at the front of the plane, you don't go off on no braggadocio, you know, thing about, oh, the plane is going up. You stood at the back of the plane. So there are different dynamics of technology happening, so on and so forth. But in context and contrast, someone told me, well, you're in a prison, they can get emails now. I said, do you know what type of communication is going on outside in the world? You have to put things in context, you know what I'm saying? And the beatings are, and the raw reality is we're still, we have the college, I mean, 16 years old, 34 years old, locked up. A guy in a cell, tied up, raped, and being stabbed. I mean, you hearing this. So not only is he dead, I mean, the trauma, the power, how a person feels they couldn't go help this man. You know what I'm saying? The breaking process, when a sister ran away from the plantation, a pregnant woman, they just didn't go out there and they captured her, but they brought her back. They brought her back. They slit her stomach open. They stomped the fetus to death. And that fear, that terror, passed down generation after generation. In Maywood, people were to this day scared of Mitchell Chairman Fred Hampton's name. To the three or four sisters on Mother's Day, they say, "Man, I never knew he stayed." They stayed a block away. The breaking process. So I'm just saying, this tour we're talking about, looking forward to it, man, but let's be very clear. Let's be very clear what we're dealing with. Let's be very clear. And at certain times, you got to put that pill in the applesauce. Cats talk that stuff, man. But you know what I'm saying, when the rubber meets the road, man, this stuff, man, is heat come with this. So you know what I'm saying, we got to, man, got to assess it. You know what I'm saying, got to fill it out. You know?
Yes, sir. Chairman, also, we want to send our club condolences out.
I about it. Yeah, I don't know if he's tuning in, but definitely I'll make sure I did the cousin, the nephew, Spurgeon, Jake Winters. I guess it'll be his niece, Jake Winters. But Jake, Big
mm-hmm.
Kip, who I was in contact with, was our family too, is also his sister. Those who know for me, excuse me, who Jake Winters is. In the movie. I'm going to reference that Judas the Black Messiah, the one, it actually went down November 13th, 1969, Southside of Chicago, 50th and Calumet. Remember the algae it portrayed Jake Winters, Spurgeon Jake
mm-hmm.
Winters, in this cell. His niece also, welcome home again to Jerry Odinga Dunnigan, 45 years. I just seen a picture of him with his hat on. It's on TikTok. It's on TikTok. Jerry Odinga Dunnigan, 45 years. He, his stories about him. never took the picture down to Chairman Freer that was in the cell. William O'Neill was directly involved and, you know, responsible, played a key role in him being locked up. So at that time, y'all, those who continue to get down with us, we'll be contacting y'all again. Father's Day, making a big move down to Chairman Freer's grave. We'll keep y'all posted, y'all. Keep y'all heads up, eyes on the fist clenched, y'all, again. We're going to have this posted, and it's on YouTube. We post this, let them know. I need them letters to Smith Prison. Just, you know,
Smith State Prison.
I'm going to bite my tongue with this one. It's hard to even call it a prison. It's a concentration camp in Georgia. What's happening down here in Illinois, you know what I'm saying? That bill, somebody posted up on here, repost it, reshare it, hashtag it. What's going down with the people, which includes the men, the women, and the children, y'all? We are fighting for the men, the women, the children. We are fighting for the unborn, the living, and the dead. In fact, what's our call? Free them all. The United States Marines say kill them all. Let God sort them out. We say free them all. Let the people sort them out. It's Chairman Fred Hampton, Jr., Robin Allen, a.k.a. Lady of Rage. Y'all keep y'all hands up, eyes on physical, same time, same station. Repost this. Let them know another episode of Freedom All Radio here, Intellectual Radio. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. Tape history. So, comrade, what we got to take us out with?
Freedom, Brother Chairman. That little freedom.
Hey, hey. So you're right.
The Freshman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the revolution.
Off that boat, dog. 2 years later, nigga facing that Rico.